Everybody. I'm letting this go today. It's so exciting. Crying over you. Woo! Wow. Welcome to the Stacey Pressman Hour. You are in... I'm still letting it go in the background. I love this song. We are, you guys are so in luck. It's great to be here on a beautiful, was it Tuesday today? I don't know
what
day
it is. Tuesday, yes.
Tuesday afternoon.
Yep. And that sexy voice is the singer of I'm Crying Over You, Suave.
Hey, Stacey.
Thank you so much for coming in studio today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's amazing to have some of my favorite singers in my own house.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
It's like the musical Comic-Con.
Right here in your living room.
I know. Yeah. So that's Suave. He sings I'm Crying Over You amongst other songs that you guys all grew up to. Mm-hmm. Unless you're like 12. But if you're not listening, your mom won't
let
you.
Then the moms. The moms
are listening to it.
On Saturdays when they're doing cleaning. So.
Exactly. Dancing to the...
To songs that they loved.
Yeah. And they don't make songs like that anymore.
Not at all.
Okay.
It's a lot of different.
I know. It's unbelievable.
But it's great. It's, you know what? The music of today is not bad. It's getting a lot better. It's so much better than the 90s music. I mean, I wasn't a big 90s fan. 80s was my thing. And certainly these years are really... coming out with such much better songs than they did back in the 90s.
They are totally. Yeah. So I'm in the studio also is Mr. Bichetti.
Hey Stacey, how are you? Thanks for having me today.
Of course, Mike. Mike's my co-host of the show.
Very nice.
Mike and I have been working together for years. Mike and I are comedians, if you didn't know that.
Yes, I did know that.
And
you gave me some funnies earlier.
I know, I gave you some funnies earlier. I'm like my UCB cord.
We've been searching for a UCB cord finished so we can put the system together and we can actually talk to you guys for the longest time. And I thought that I knew a lot about technology. I just couldn't find this UCB cord.
The UCB cord,
and
right.
Come to find out that she was referring to she's got me stumped. A USB cord.
Right, exactly. I know I mess everybody up. I'm right. Like,
but I thought there was new technology I was not up on. I really kind of felt lost for a second.
I have no idea with this.
Well, you know what? We got on. We're on, right? We're on. We're here. And we've accomplished something.
Yes. I think you should call it the Stacey Pressman cord.
That's the Stacey Pressman cord. It brings you to the place where we need to be. But I learned to engineer my show myself because no one else could do as good as you, right?
I agree.
My mother always tells me that.
Done, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself.
Exactly.
I'm the same way.
Suave. What year did you start? You came out. How did it all start for you?
I've been singing professionally 27 years now. 26, 27
since you're like
years,
three?
Since I was 18. And I started back in 1988.
And my year I graduated high school.
I graduated high school in 87.
So we're the same age. Okay. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to high school in Newburgh Free Academy upstate in Orange County.
I know Newburgh. Yeah. I used to pass that going to Albany.
Yeah. And I went there. That's where I graduated high school. And I met a guy named George Vasconis. And George Vasconis was the manager of Cynthia, Judy Torres, Johnny O.
Alicia?
Alicia was not managed by George, no. But a whole bunch of other artists. I love her. She's awesome. But he was managing a lot of people. And at the time, his management company and the label that he had hooked up with, which was Micmac Records, were like the label to be on with freestyle. And, we had one hit after another coming out of that record label. So it was really exciting to get involved with them. And then I met a guy named Owen Soba.
Okay.
Who is the producer and the actual reason why Crying Over You exists. Owen,
is that about a girl?
Well, not me. I didn't write this.
You didn't cry over anybody. You never cried over anybody.
For the record, whoever's listening right now, don't think for a second that Suave cries over any girls.
Does not cry over
girls. Never has in his whole life. Just so you know.
So that song's not based on some girl that you were.
Absolutely not.
You left me. Why did you leave me at the prom in Newburgh?
Look, that is other guys' problems.
So you never cried over a girl? Never, ever?
No.
Okay.
That's not true, but I'm just...
You're saying that.
Today I can say that. Everybody can say that today.
So you, I guess to find that passion of Crying Over a Girl, you had to do a little acting.
Yeah. Well, no, I actually, I think there's not a person in the world that doesn't go through those.
Of course.
I mean, how do you grow as people? But
Crying Over You.
Yeah, it was certainly, I what happened was.
It's an upbeat crying song, though. It's not like, I'm crying over you.
Right. It's not like you don't want to sob after hearing it. It's almost like you feel like you need to cry, but at the same time, you have reason to go on.
That's the best.
And that's the kind
like the anti-suicide song.
Yes, exactly. Like you, I will survive.
I will. That's a man version of I will survive. I will survive.
I will survive.
You're like,
yes.
So that's a great. So it's a great song.
But what happened was Owen's girlfriend, Valerie Puig. She's the one who actually wrote the song.
Oh wow,
Valerie Puig.
So it's really about a guy.
But she was writing it to him, right? And she wrote it to him in math class. Like, that's,
aww,
you're talking high school
stuff.
What
are the lyrics exactly? Because no one ever...
It was a poem. So the poem that she wrote to him was, as I sat by my window, just thinking of you, the pain and deception which broke my heart in two. But now that I see that you're not loving me, oh baby, can't you see just what you do to me? Whoa. Crying over you is all I can do. When you're loving someone new, I'm crying over you. You led me to believe that all your love was true. But now you're seeing someone new, and I'm crying over you.
Oh, that's like just you, right. The way you said it. Just
I think I may have to cry now. I loved it.
I'm crying.
I'm sharing.
And then,
and then
where's the disco beat come in?
And then the you know, and it's like this very morbid, bassy, you know, hardcore bass 808 drum beat that comes in, followed by this really thick bass line and. Dum 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 dum, and it's almost like, you know, you feel the sadness, but you feel like, okay, but you know what? I'm swagging when I'm walking. And I'm feeling a little better.
Like you're owning your emotions.
Yeah, you're owning it.
Oh my God, that's a great song. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to tell you, the fact is that I wrote a very small amount of that song. It was, you know, I wrote the talking part in the beginning, which was like something that really pulled you in to listen to the rest. I wrote the third verse, which I don't even sing on stage, but yet people who are diehard freestyle heads, they don't just listen to the radio edit. So the radio edit is what most people listen to. The one you just played was the radio mix.
Okay.
But so the long versions of it that are on the actual...
The 12-inch.
The 12-inch is where my fan base is actually from. They know every word to the third verse.
And what's the third verse?
The third verse is the one that I wrote.
And oh, you wrote a third verse.
Yeah, I wrote the third verse.
Can you
and
say it, Chaz?
It goes, girl, so I got to remember.
Okay.
Girl, when I touched you, I thought your heart was mine. But now I see the love we shared was all in my mind. But one day you will realize just how my love was true. And when you find someone, and when you find somebody new, your heart will be broken too.
Oh, so just wait, when you find somebody
else? It's almost like now, you know what? The first part was it's all sad about how I lost you and you lost me because of this other person. And then the third part is like, you know what? I'm up and out. Like,
ooh.
I'm moving. The third part is, you know, one day you're going to, this is all going to come back to you.
So basically now it's about her. She basically broke your heart.
Well, because I'm a guy singing it.
Oh, right. Duh.
And if you think about it,
that's
the only part of the song that mentions a male or a female. Girl, when I touched you. So really, if you think about it, most of the people who listen to that song don't really have one genre. I mean, it's not male or female. It's whatever works for me. So a woman can say, wow, he broke my heart. I'm crying over him. And a male can say, wow, she broke my heart. I'm crying over her.
Oh, wow.
But that's the only part, and most people don't really pick up on it.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And I try every song that I'm ever involved in. I try really hard not to say him or her or she or girl.
Interesting. Yeah. So you try not to genderfy.
Right. I want to make it so that it's
because people might switch genders in the middle of their lives and be like,
I want it to be related. Yeah.
And now they may be a girl, and then they can't. Oh, now I can't listen to that song anymore.
And now I want to be a boy, or I want to
like
be
Caitlyn Jenner could no longer listen to that song and sing about Chris.
But Caitlyn still likes girls.
That's true.
And so she actually can. And I kind of like the fact that, like, if you had to be transgender, I think I would prefer that you stay with what you liked from
the
beginning.
Well, I don't think gender has anything to do with sexuality. I mean,
no,
I think,
you're right.
But the thing is, if you take away your parts, then you have to do something different. But I don't think he's taking away his parts.
Right. Right.
He's not ready for that.
I agree.
He's not, you know, he likes the dresses, though.
And at his age, I think he should just keep what he has.
You can die. No, right.
You probably can kill yourself.
Right,
by doing
it. It's too much.
And why go through all, how much medication you got to take every day?
All those hormones could cause cancer go off a bit. Right. And,
not
you
even
know,
worth it. At this point, just tie it up and tuck it or something. I don't know.
I know.
There's got to be something you could do with it.
It's true.
Put a giant rubber band around
it. Exactly.
It must be very confusing when you change genders, like where your sexuality. Some people will confuse. They get confused. I don't know yet about doing that. But yeah, I mean, if I got a penis all of a sudden, I'd be like, oh my God, this is so much fun.
Now, when you say you don't know about it yet, is this something that you've considered
no,
in your mind?
No, just for a day.
Okay.
It'd be fun to just experiment.
I'm going to tell you this. You would like being a man.
Why?
Because we get away with a lot of things.
You guys do get away with a lot of stuff.
Like, if we have to pee, we just open up the door near the car and pee.
Well, I do that too. But anyway,
see, I like women like that. There's nothing better than a girl who pees on the street.
I've peed on the street many times.
Right?
I'm like, watch me. I have to pee. I can't. They won't let me use the bathroom.
That's awesome.
I'm like, I don't get that whole policy. You go to only customers only. I'm like, I'm not going to shoot heroin in your bathroom. I have to take a piss.
I know. Well, now I think they've lightened up on that.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you're right. Years ago, they watch your mother crying because she's going to pee on her pants. And they're like,
you can't
I'm sorry,
happen.
Ma'am, but you can't. I'm like, but I'll buy a muffin. Please let my mother pee. I'll buy a muffin.
I'll buy a muffin. That's true. I've done that before. I bought like water or some nonsense.
I'll buy something. Just
I'll buy a cookie.
My mother pee.
I have to pee.
Yep.
No, you can't hold it sometimes.
Sorry, we have no bathroom. So what happens to your employees when they have to pee? Where do they go?
I know exactly. I always think that. Like,
right?
Like Dunkin' Donuts. I'm like, that's a bathroom liar.
That is a bathroom. No, the bathroom doesn't work here. It's out of order.
Yeah, right.
So where do you go?
In the coffee.
Right. Time to make the donuts.
Time to poop on the donut. That's what great. That chocolate fudge is.
We're such babies.
Yes.
So how many albums have you had out?
It's the funniest thing is I've had singles and I've never finished an entire album. I'd have.
Put them all together and make them a collection.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Compilation.
I'm working on an album now that will be out February 14th.
Oh, nice. Oh, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Is it a love album?
But it's funny because this is the coolest thing ever. I'm doing an album called Silky Sheets and Smooth Covers.
Whoa!
All right?
Alicia, just like that.
But strangely enough, there's no original songs on it from Suave.
Really?
So it's a cover album of all the songs that I loved growing up.
Like what? Tell me.
So like one of them is a George Michael song.
Which
I'm
one?
I'm going to let you listen to it today. As a matter of fact, you have it.
Okay.
I'm going to play it later.
Okay, I'm going to play it. Okay, I definitely will play it.
And what else? I'm going to do a song by Belle Biv DeVoe.
Okay.
You know, everybody knows Poison because I sing that live.
Poison.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do a song by, I can't give it all away.
Okay, just give us like three.
I'll just tell you this, that I'm going to bring to life songs that you loved from the 80s and maybe early 90s and some from the late 70s that are, but they really became 80s hits.
I love 70s music.
And that these songs are really going to be like off the chain because it's new dance music. They're all going to be fast. Some songs you're like, I can't believe he's doing that song, but it's going to sound so good.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I used to like the song Way of Life by the Puppets. It was a way of life. Oh, not the best, I'm sure.
I got to hear it.
It's a great song.
I got to hear that one.
So I wanted to use it. I'm writing something right now.
Uh-huh.
Like a sitcom type of thing. And I wanted to use it in my sitcom.
Yeah.
So I wrote to the guy. He's like, yeah, you could have the song, whatever you want to do with it. I'm like, really?
Yeah, licensing is nothing anymore.
He doesn't even care. He's right. Like, really?
Well, in his mind, you got to think about it. Like, there's a lot of different ways of looking at
it. It's a cult classic, but no one really knows it.
Yeah, but in his mind, it gives him relevance for that much more time and that much longer. So if your show blows up, which it's going to do,
thanks.
He gets the opportunity to have his song in there. And people will want to say, wait, what was that song again? I liked it a lot. It was catchy. The people who know it. You're reestablishing the thought in their mind, and the people who've never heard it before want to hear it again. Hence, he gets the opportunity to do shows.
Right, exactly. And so. I don't know if they're still performing. I don't know what they look
right,
like. Or
right,
anything.
Right.
I think they were really a one-hit wonder, that band.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
The Puppets, it was called. I thought they were English, but they were from Long Island, I found out.
Wow.
Because I got their number off a freestyle forum or something. None of the number. And they were like, a guy named Johnny, and he was like, from some guy from Long Island. And I was like, oh, But he sounded very English, the way he was singing, you know.
He's like
a little bit of a punk.
Absolutely, I just use it.
Yeah, I guess a little pain, my dear, my, you know, very
it'd be
like
good. Bring it back.
It was kind of freestyle mixed with that new wave.
Yeah, new age. New wave. Yes.
You know, new wave. How it kind of mixed together a little
absolutely.
Bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember that?
Oh my God, Depeche Mode-ish.
Right, but a little
I
bit more
that.
The fast. What
yeah,
is it? I don't know the song I'm thinking of, but there's a song that has that sound that was very popular. But
interesting.
So that was your first single, Crying Over You.
Yeah, Crying Over You was my first single. Then I wrote, so as we're touring everywhere.
Who did you tour with?
By
yourself?
The people that I toured with are all my freestyle peers. George Amon, Judy Torres, TKA, Cynthia, Coral, Noel. The list goes on. Stevie B, Fascination.
Wow.
There's just everybody that you could imagine, but we all grew up together. So from 87, 88-ish to today.
Oh, wow.
To last week, you know, we've been doing shows together. And
that's
we
amazing.
Haven't stopped. Yeah.
And you guys are friends for that many years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, I have a show coming up
you grew
this
up
weekend.
With them.
Yeah, yeah. It's really sick because you think about it and you have your own personal friends you've grew up with, but then people come and go in your life, and it's almost like seasons. They're with you on one season and they're gone. And these people who I'm talking about have been with me every season of my life since I was a teenager.
And you're now
Now I'm a grown adult.
Yeah, in my age.
Yeah, but I decided I'm going backwards in age, and I started.
You look great.
Thank you. I started that a few years ago. This year I'm going to be 39.
Right.
Even though I'm not really 39, but since I started 6 years ago counting backwards, this year is my 39th birthday.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so I'm excited about
it. And you have children yourself.
Yes, I do. Because I'm going backwards, I'm getting closer to their age than they are to mine.
You must be like the cool dad.
I am. They don't understand that everything that they think they're doing, I already know that.
Of course.
I just
they
did
think,
it.
Oh, did you get over on you? Like, oh, yes. Yeah, man, he don't know this. You know?
But, you know, I was telling somebody recently, I was like, you know, what they don't understand is that the music industry makes my adult life different than their friends' fathers do. Because I had no choice but to stay young because I'm still singing.
Comics, actors are saying,
right?
You know what I mean? Like somebody our own age would be shopping for lawn furniture. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. I have no. I wouldn't even know
furniture.
What to do.
What is lawn furniture? What's
you
a
know
lawn?
What I mean? Like
yeah.
What's
like,
a lawn?
Now, like they'd be suburban. Like you know, taking you know, it's a lot.
Exactly.
Different.
But I can tell you everything about you know Facebook and you know all the social medias. Just like they would know.
You're on Facebook and all that
yeah,
stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. So it's funny how. You think you don't know what you're doing. Like, I wouldn't know what you're doing, but I just did it 17 minutes ago, right before you did.
And how old are your kids? Are they
my
young?
My kids are. I have a 19-year-old, a 17-year-old, a 12-year-old, and an 11-year-old.
So you had kids pretty young.
Just because I look young, but I'm maybe 28.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that wasn't that
you
young.
Were like a big, you like had all these groupies, I'm sure. Like,
oh, yeah.
So was that.
But can I tell you the weird thing is I have 4 kids with one woman.
I believe that, yeah. So you're married still?
Yeah, I'm married still.
So, but
she's a pain in my
of course, but that's our job. That's the job of women.
Yeah.
But that's so
I decided just to, you know, I'll stay.
So when you were, I mean, I guess it's, you know, when you were touring, I could imagine being such a handsome young man that you are.
Thank you.
And young. Back before you were married, you
before
know,
I was married.
What was that like as a young
lad? It was ridiculous.
Lad?
It was everything that you see in the movies and on TV,
uh-huh.
And then some. It was really crazy.
Really? Do you want to tell a story? You don't have to get graphic, but do you have girls waiting for you in your dressing room?
Oh, all the time. When you put it this way, the funniest thing is I didn't know, and remember, we didn't have social media back then. So let's say I did a show in Miami. We get off the plane and there's people waiting for you at the airport. And you were allowed to go back then past security. There wasn't like... It was different. You didn't have to stay outside because you didn't have a ticket. You
take
could
your
wait,
shoes off.
Right? Yeah. If you knew that this person was getting off of American Airlines, Eastern Airlines back then.
Eastern
Airlines.
I remember Eastern Airlines. Yeah, I
Eastern
love
Airlines.
Them, yeah.
And it was Terminal C, you know, number 7. You could just wait in front of 7 with all your friends and the signs,
they,
and they would go crazy.
Like Menudo back then, right?
And then
right,
you would get off the plane, the limo guy's waiting for you there, and he takes you in a limo. And then when you get to the hotel, which you don't even know what hotel you're staying in, but for some reason the girls do.
How do the girls know your hotel?
I have no idea, because I don't even know
they
where
never
I'm
told
staying.
You where you were going?
No idea.
Hotel-wise? Wow.
They didn't tell you, you didn't have your
tour
manager?
I mean, my manager knew, but I'm, you know, 18, 19 years old. What the hell do I care? I don't care.
That's
I just
crazy.
Want to get there.
That's weird. I
know it's a 4-star hotel. I don't care which one it is. Take me to the Embassy Suites or the Hilton or, you know, wherever we were at, didn't really matter.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you basically, and did you have a rider with like weird stuff on it?
Yeah, not too weird. Not too weird.
Because mine has.
I think my like rider today is more exciting than it was when I was.
What
19.
Was it? What is it now? Now more specifically, well, food. And
now
stuff.
It's like, you know, I have to have a bottle of specific tequila.
Which one?
Avion.
Oh, Avion tequila. Yeah.
Avion. It depends Avion. On how you say it. Avion. Avion.
That was one from Entourage, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I didn't know that. I just like.
You've been
tequila.
Drinking it for a long time.
And then
okay.
I found out it was from Entourage, which made it cooler.
You should try my friend's vodka, Star Vodka.
Ooh, I like vodka a lot.
My friend Charles has the best vodka.
Does he?
Yes. It's called Star, and I'll get you a bottle of it.
Charlie Star Vodka?
No, it's called Star Vodka.
And Star Vodka.
By Charles Ferry. Okay. Yeah, I'll get you a bottle
okay.
of it.
That
I'll
sounds good. How many times is it distilled?
I don't know, but it's a filter. It's gluten free.
Gotcha.
It's filtered with Oregon rocks. He tells me all the time nice. The whole way. You know, it has a whole. He let him.
Oregon rock filtered vodka.
It's like organic. It's really, yeah. It's really good. I, and I'm not a big vodka drinker, but I love his vodka.
Well, I like Chopin vodka, which is a potato vodka from Poland. It was triple distilled.
Yeah.
I also like a wheat vodka made from a company called Van Gogh, which they make. Flavored vodkas, and I'm not really into those, but they have a premier vodka called Blue.
Okay, Blue
delicious,
vodka.
Delicious, delicious okay. vodka. But bad thing about these vodkas are they're like trouble. They
are trouble.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I haven't drank since '97. So
smart.
He hasn't. He's been sober for.
And tequila makes me happy. Very, very.
What do you mean happy? Like you get like you know.
I get extremely happy. I want to talk to everybody.
Oh, we
you
have
know.
To get more tequila.
I smell. I don't smell. I. Go around and take pictures of the world, and I'm, you know, constantly hugging and kissing everybody. And
so you perform, where you get your tequila, and then you go on stage?
I never drink too much before I
no,
go.
No, you can't.
I'll drink maybe one drink
right,
just, just to lighten up and calm down, because I don't like the idea of being on stage and looking unprofessional.
No, no.
You'd
be that
right?
guy.
And I don't ever want to be that guy. And I have a lot of peers and friends who, you know, have respected me over the years. I never want to lose that. Plus, I see... The peers and stuff that respect me go on stage and they're completely lit up. And I'm like, oh, God almighty. And I never want to be that way. So
no, we know people
but
like
we'll,
that.
We'll have a fun time afterwards. Afterwards, you know what? Let's have a great time.
No, after the show, you can
yeah,
do whatever you want.
Exactly.
So and what else is on your rider so I know?
It depends on where I'm going. Like I have a rider in Brazil that says I can't. So I'm going to Brazil in like 3 weeks. The minute I get off the plane.
Brazil, he'll be there.
Yes, I'll be there. What is it called? São Luís.
He'll be in São Luís.
Yeah, so anybody in Brazil who's listening right now, listen, I'm going to be in Brazil in São Luís November 14th.
Oh, cool. Okay, so tell me, what's your rider in Brazil?
But over there, like the minute I get off the plane, I have to have two security guards who are with me night and day.
It's dangerous
Don't
there.
Leave me, yeah.
That's why.
All my meals have to be paid for. I have to be in a 5-star hotel or better. I have to have limo from wherever I go. What else? They have to feed me breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and any snacks in between. Alcohol has to be included. Whichever one I want.
I don't blame you. Because
no, it's true. It is very true.
I think what happened initially was that when I first started working on it, I was just... I hadn't been there before, and everyone is telling me how big I am out there, so I was like, well, let's see how big I am.
Let me just test it by my rider.
And I was like, they're like, okay. I was like, damn.
Do you sell out in certain markets,
yes,
like more than others?
Depending on where you go, yeah, certainly, yeah. I mean, in all reality, there's not a freestyle artist that can actually maintain the ability to sell out by himself anymore.
Okay.
Unless you go to a specific market where that particular artist is really big, or a city that artist is being in, but for the most part, we are stronger in numbers. And so what we do
you come
is
as
we
a group,
do,
you tour.
Yeah, we come together as a group, and like I do a lot of shows with a lot of the same people.
So who are you going to Brazil with?
I'm going to Brazil with Fascination.
What is Fascination saying? I don't know.
She sings, "Why you wanna go? Why you wanna take your love from me?" Yeah, she's.
Where do you want to go? Where do you want to take your
I
love
love,
from
she's,
me?
She's a funny girl, too. She's
That's
funny
so fun. I didn't know her name was Fascination.
Her real name is Elsie.
Elsie. Yeah. All right, maybe Fascination was a good
if
choice.
If she's listening, I just totally gave her away.
Maybe Elsie was a good choice.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? Fascination is gives you, like, the guys out there, it gives them an idea. I wonder what... I'm fascinated, you know, like that's and if you think about it, every freestyle artist doesn't have a name. They have a stage name, like you
so
know
that's not
Sting
your real name.
Had
yes.
Well, is his real name Sting?
No.
Exactly, right? So
that's not his real name.
Right, of course.
Obviously, yeah.
But if you think about it, think of every freestyle artist. Other than Judy Torres and George Lamont was Loose Touch. That was his name, stage name.
So you have a different name,
but
too.
But Columbia changed his name to George, and they didn't want to use Garcia, so they made Lamont.
That's nice. Oh, that's a nice name, yeah.
Right.
But your name's not Suave.
No.
You don't say
my name is not Suave. But
so that also protects you.
But can I tell you something? So that's a long story, too, because had I just stayed with Suave, I would be a superstar today, and that was like a big
mistake.
What
do you mean? You change your name back and forth?
So what happened was I was Suave, and I did songs on Micmac Records, and then Tommy Boy Warner Brothers was about to sign me. So I'm going back and forth with Tommy Silverman, which is like the owner of Tommy Boy, for a year. Two times a week going out to dinner with him, and you know, I'm like his little side project because he loves my music. So I go in the studio over a year's time, make 13 songs.
Whoa, that's
really
rich.
Good songs.
13 songs.
Finish
like
a whole
album,
right?
Wow.
And it's going to come out. So here I am at the signing table to sign my deal. And at the table, I said, by the way, we're going to change my name. I don't want to be Suave anymore. I want to be Jeffrey something. And I know that you guys in this industry changed names, and I saw what you did with George Amon, George Garcia, and you made him George Amon. So I want to be Jeffrey something. I was thinking Jeffrey Blake sounds good.
Jeffrey Blake.
Jeffrey Blake. I was like, well, it's, you know.
Can you get any wider than that?
But you know what the problem is? If
I'm Jeffrey Blake. Come to my country
club. Jeffrey
Blake. I don't sing. I just play golf.
Like pilgrim people.
I wanted to be a little stuffy, and the only way to get radio play was to have a white
name.
Jeffrey
Blake. But that's not even white. That's like beyond white. That's like vanilla.
That's like Amish white.
I didn't think. Well, I just. It flowed well. I mean, it could have been Jeffrey Martin. But then Ricky was Martin, and Ricky Martin, and Jeffrey Martin. Yeah. There would be too many Martins.
What, are you related to him or something?
No.
They would think you were related to him.
But it
would
have been cool. So we couldn't come up with a name. Well, it didn't even matter. I could have come up with a name, because the minute that I brought it to the table and said, this is what I plan on doing, they're like, no, you're not. I was like, yes, that's what I'm going to do. Like, well, we are signing Suave. We're not signing Jeffrey, whoever you want to be, last name.
Wow.
And that was the end of my deal with Tommy Boy Warner Brothers.
Wow, because you wanted to change your name.
I wanted to change my name. And now the thing that people love the most is Suave.
Of course.
And I should have just kept it. I should have just
It could always be you. Yeah, even though it's not really you, but it's you.
Right, exactly. So
whatever that makes sense, I'm making
it was
any
a stupid move on my end. But you know what? At the end of the day.
Right, at the end of the day.
I've reestablished the love for who I was that I wasn't.
Well, we all make mistakes.
Exactly.
You know, we have to go up and down.
Yep. And had I been this superstar that Tommy Boy would have signed and had a great hit sign, I would have never had four kids.
Right.
I might have, but not the same four kids, and the situation would have been different. So I never look back and say I regret it, because my life is great now. And you know what? To me, life is all about how good you can make it today. The olden days were great, but not as important as it is today.
No, right. People like look back, oh, the 80s and 90s were better. But no, I mean, you have to be in the now.
Yep.
Because you can't look back. Like, I always get depressed. Like, everyone's very technical, and everyone's online, and they don't really communicate correctly anymore. But I believe that, like, we have to sort of take the technology and make us more expressive and not hide behind it.
And we all, I mean, even unfortunately, we all hide behind it sometimes. I mean, I would be much more, I like touch. I like being in somebody's face. I like being in like real closeness with your fans and the people that are like, when I do shows, we do different type of venues. So I'll give an example. We'll do Radio City Music Hall.
Oh, wow.
Radio City Music Hall, 3 years in a row, sold out. Mm-hmm. Great venue. Totally insane how many people come.
Beautiful venue, too.
And beautiful venue. The sound system is amazing. The lighting is great. But there's no warmth.
Really?
Because I can't touch anybody in front, and they're not looking at me and singing with me, and I can't stop and have a conversation with them in the middle of my show, because I have X amount of times, and I go on at 8:37 exactly, and you have to be off the stage by, you know, 8:43 or whatever the number, whatever the time is. There's no time to become one with your fan base. They're going there for the nostalgic feeling that they get when they listen to those songs, and they're hearing one after another, boom, boom, boom.
Just like
boom,
the radio.
Boom.
It's like
just like the radio, uh-huh. Right. And so so that's a different type of feeling you get when you do a show. Now, I can do a show in, I don't know, we could do a show in Queens or in Brooklyn or somewhere where people are going to see you and maybe one other person.
Right.
And the promoter who's booking it booked you to do what you're going to do, whether you did it for 15 minutes or 40 minutes. He booked you to do that show. So you get to, it would be like you doing a stand-up and getting to do your own new stuff.
Oh, I love that. I love the freedom.
Right. Mm-hmm. The freedom to say, okay, I've been working on writing some jokes and some different skits that I've done, and I'm going to do them as opposed to my regular routine that I got to do if I'm doing Levity Lounge or something.
Yeah, Stacey, do your clean stuff. Stacey, do your edgy stuff.
Exactly.
I hate being told.
Something that was about freestyle music.
Right.
And I'm going to do it tonight, and I've been working on it for 2 weeks. And now you get to see how the crowd reacts. So it's your show at that point, and it's not their show. And that's a difference. When you do big venues, it's their show.
So for musicians, I guess it's similar that way. I didn't know that you guys go through
you don't
the same
get the ability
crap
to be a musician, an artist. You get the ability to be somebody who's there to do a song that you already did exactly the way you did it before.
On the radio. It doesn't sound like you did it on the radio.
Right, but it has to sound like that. Like
I know. That's what I'm saying. You ever see, I used to watch a lot of Saturday Night Live when I was younger, and then, it doesn't sound like in the radio. The guy would sing the song.
Yeah, absolutely right.
I'm like, it doesn't sound like it does on the radio. I'm like, Mommy, why does it sound like that? Because I was a little kid. It sounds different than doing it live, and they're not recording it.
It's a remix now. They've thrown in this beat and that.
There's another voice on top of it that's their voice, but they put it on a different pitch.
Engineered, Oh, yeah.
So, but when you're a little kid and you're watching a TV show and your favorite song is on and
you're exactly.
And you start to cry.
I remember it's like
Santa Claus. It's like the Easter Bunny taking off its mask. I don't know why anyone believes that the Easter Bunny is actually that thing that you see.
Yeah.
You get Santa Claus, but I don't get the Easter Bunny because that's just Friday.
He's too weird for me, the Easter Bunny.
He is a little weird. I kind of think he's somewhat perverted, in my opinion.
No, definitely. Take an egg.
He is. I mean, it's a freaky thing. It's not like a Catholic thing. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
I get Santa Claus. It's like an old man that's
They should have an Easter kangaroo because then he would have a place to put the eggs.
I know. That's a good point.
Jump around and you're a bunny, where do you put the eggs?
Right. You don't put
You have pockets?
In your asshole. I don't know.
Right. Oh, God. In your ears?
He's shitting out the Easter eggs.
Why did he pick a bunny, though? It could have been any animal. Right. Giraffe.
You could have picked a kangaroo.
You could have picked any. Maybe in Australia they have an Easter kangaroo.
They must have an Easteroo. An Easteroo.
Or even a fake cat thing. It's a crazy. I don't know. They can market anything. I want to market like an Easter kitty cat or something.
I don't know.
We should have Easter underwear.
We should, yeah.
Edible.
Edible Easter underwear.
Might be strawberry.
Edible Easter underwear.
And then the eggs are different colors and they're plastic. They look like ass balls. I don't know what people.
I know.
What are those things that people put up their ass? I don't know. I'm not familiar with that, but.
No. I'm not either, but.
No, me either. I'm not thinking out on that.
I mean, us guys always try, but it doesn't always pan out.
Nothing ever pans out. You guys try everything.
We try everything. We try to talk you girls into everything. Out.
Did you? I guess you didn't have before you were married. You probably didn't have to talk any girls into stuff. Now that you're married, you probably have to talk your wife into everything. But
I try to talk. I think it's harder to talk your wife into things than it was. When she was dating you, she wanted anything.
Met your wife, it was interesting because you're this big star, right? You're this big.
She wouldn't give me the time of day.
She wouldn't. That's
really
probably the reason why I liked her.
Really,
I should have taken the hint right there.
So what happened?
This is awesome. This is good.
Mike likes this. Mike, look at the mic.
I'm a romantic at all. I got to hear this.
She was a manager in an ice cream store.
Okay.
Which is basically.
By where you lived? Or
Where I lived. And I hate ice cream. Now, I shouldn't say I hate it.
It's not your favorite thing. Right. It's not your favorite thing.
I'm more of a cake and custard kind of guy and not really the ice cream guy.
But okay.
I would go there and she would say, would you like some ice cream? I'd be like, sure. And she'd give me the ice cream, but just give me the small one. And as she was helping somebody else, I would kind of dump most of it in the garbage. And she would think that I ate it all. She's like, oh, you finished that quick. Let me give you some more. I'm like, just great. And then she would give me more and I'd do the same thing. And, but she was always.
So you had your eye on her. I have your eye on her. Do you have a song about it?
No.
I got my eye on
but
you.
But I did
I
write a song.
I got my eye on you.
Yep. It was, I don't know. It was a weird situation. I met her at that ice cream store, and then we became friends for a little while and dated, and next thing it was like we were married with kids.
So you fell madly in love right away.
I mean, yeah, it was pretty quick.
So you courted her,
yeah,
and she didn't really want to deal with you.
She didn't give me the time of day.
So how was your first date?
I was frustrated because
you probably used to getting what you wanted.
Yes, very much, always, and I was frustrated that she wouldn't even
kiss you,
acknowledge me. No, she kissed me, but it wasn't like.
You didn't feel like she was into you.
No,
man, she didn't tongue
right.
kiss you.
No, she didn't give me any tongue.
I'm crying over you song.
She didn't, there was no
give
tongue
Give me it tonight. No, none of that.
It was like, I don't know.
That's what I thought.
It was none of that.
Like, that's
it was no, it was no all night passion.
No, there was not even happening at all.
I'm just going through the freestyle.
Well, I'm shocked. I thought that you, you know.
I'm describing his relationship in freestyle music.
And everyone can do that. That's one thing about freestyle. It's all about passion and relationships. And if you think of
each
song. Wasn't
that on your first date, was it, for her?
Not for me, no. There must be a song.
So what happened? So you came back. Blue balls. Anyway,
yeah, blue balls. I dropped her off at home, and I wait as a gentleman is supposed to wait, and don't drive away until she actually opens the door and gets into the house. Right.
So what happened then?
So every girl goes to the door, turns around to the man that was so wonderful
Suave.
To her all night,
so and then, Suave.
And then turns around and goes bye and waves and blows a kiss or something. She opens the door, and just goes in.
I think
close the door behind
her. I think I'm going to try that one.
I was so mad. I was like, oh, you bitch. And I just remember putting the car in first gear and just taking off.
So how did you go on another date with her? You went back to the ice cream store and ordered ice cream again?
No. I don't know. I
well, you thought she was a bitch.
Maybe I thought I can change her.
Oh. Okay.
That's another song. Why did you have a change on me?
I love this song.
Yeah.
Oh, change on me.
Yeah, I don't know. I was nuts.
So you wanted to, you really had to fight for her.
Yeah, she kind of.
And then did you have all these women trying to get you during that time?
Yeah, the whole time.
Mm-hmm. So how did you like kind of not get into it? Were you more focused on her?
I think I was more focused on her, and then I kind of just let everything go, and I decided she was there when I was working on that album.
Okay.
And as soon as that album thing kind of went down. I was like, you know what? Maybe I should just change my focus and focus on being a man and, you know, family man.
And you had money at the time, obviously.
I had money at the time. Uh-huh. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start working a regular job. And
you worked a regular job?
I did that for a – I still work a regular
job. Oh, really?
Now, but I have not worked since
July. You
know what's
bonding? A lot of people – and yeah. I you know, a lot of comedians go through this. Like, you don't want to tell people you work a regular job. I actually do motivational speaking.
Yeah.
Which
oh
is
God,
not
awesome. –
which is a regular job. But I don't even do it enough, so I do have to get another job. But – But basically, I do. I know you do. We're going to talk about it in a minute about your motivational videos.
Yeah.
I do lectures on eating disorders and body image.
Oh, that's awesome!
And because I had an eating disorder, but basically, I go around to colleges and I help young women and men throw up
right.
their issues, and I talk about my story. But then I also go to rehab centers too,
sure.
and talk about to drug.
You work?
Yeah, I should be doing more. But I'll be in Kentucky next week. I don't
put
ask
it
what.
This way. I've been off. I've worked. Not even lying. I mean, I run a BMW dealership. I've been doing that for many years. So for the last 25, 26 years, I've been involved in the car industry. And this July 5th, I stopped working and I haven't gone back since.
Because you're touring.
Yeah, but I was always touring.
Oh.
I mean, I wasn't touring
always,
as heavily. So,
you always had more money.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, did you feel, and this is a personal question, but was it, and this is more for me, not because I'm being nosy, but I, as an artist, like, was it more so you would have stability, or was it more because you really wanted the money?
No, that is the stability. That is the real money. Like, you know, I would love to say that the music, singing music is going to be enough to sustain you, but it can. I can live on music.
If you
music.
Toured a lot.
If I did a lot of shows, I can live on the music money, but it wouldn't be a great life. It would be a week-to-week life, and I don't want to live
that's
that
exactly
way.
What we go through.
Right. And everyone that I know who lives that way either has to be very concerned about everything that they spend, so they have fun, but
and they take gigs they don't want to take,
right?
Mm-hmm.
They it's just like you do shows that you don't necessarily want to do, but you also understand that you have to pay the rent and you have to pay your car payment, and you know, I don't know, I guess I had from the time that record didn't drop,
right.
I had a different mindset, and I met a lot of people at that time that kind of swayed my thought process to be a little bit more business savvy and that
right.
type of thing. And I worked very, very hard for so many years. So my escape from the real world is Suave. My escape from having to be a provider every day and, you know, homeowner and taking care of the family and doing all that stuff and staying young is my songs and my music on the weekends.
But you're not a hobbyist. Like, that's the thing that's so great. You're a professional,
right.
real singer.
Exactly.
That's known.
And people don't understand how I can do both. But the reality is that
there's a lot of time.
You get a second wind because you're so excited about what you're going to do on the weekends.
Oh, interesting. We were talking about this. My friend always yells at me, you should get a job. This is true. It's like, I'm always like, taking gigs I don't want to take.
Right.
you know, not getting, then having a situation where someone doesn't pay me correctly,
right, correct.
Or having to go somewhere I don't want to go. Right. And I'm not talking about the lectures, I'm talking about with the comedy a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and right now, you know, I, and my friends, like, just get another job. Like, I have had a million, I've done personal training, I've done sales, I've done so much stuff, you know, and I've got, I've actually not gotten hired because they Google my real name. They know my name.
And they
real,
see that you're a comedian.
They see I'm a comedian. They see that I'm, you know, they, I'm, you know, I don't know. I've had issues that way.
Yeah.
Certain types of jobs, not it's, like personal training or anything, but like,
that's
like
just, it's
real
crazy.
Sales jobs. And I'm a good salesperson. So now I'm, you know, it's, I'm like, well, I have something to do with it. It wasn't like I can't commit to your job.
Correct.
It's like one guy said you were too public. I'm not that public, but you know, I guess when you Google me.
Well, if you're
me,
selling though, I mean, wouldn't it be better?
I could just go under a different name. No one knows. I don't have to say my name exactly. When I'm calling a client.
When I do, so in the car industry that I've been for years, I don't go in there and tell them. They just kind of find out later on. Not because I have pictures or anything like that. Or
you don't put pictures all over
your
desk.
Always somebody walks in. No, oh my God. I have so many, but they're in my basement. I would love to, though. That would be the coolest thing. But then I would feel like I'm...
showing off.
Yeah, I can't do that. I have such an issue with that. If it was Go Suave Music's office, then I'll put whatever.
Right, right, of course.
That I would do. But going into like a place where... And I've seen other people do it. I'm like, ooh. I just don't want the world to be asking me that. Every single day... I work. When I say I work, like I'm talking about, I'll get in at 9 o'clock and leave at about 11 o'clock at night, Monday
from the car
Friday.
Thing?
Yeah.
How do you have energy to do everything?
I wonder sometimes because I'll leave there 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then I have a rehearsal in New York City with dancers that we have a performance going on Saturday, and I rehearse with them. Let's say from 10:30 to like 12:30 at night.
That's amazing.
Then I drive home and go to sleep and wake up and do it all.
So you
over
have
again.
The energy because it's so exciting.
Yeah,
for you.
Yeah, because it's exciting. And I feel like that's what keeps me young. I mean, if I didn't have Suave, I think I'd get old.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's
I have
amazing.
No time to get old. So wait. I stay young.
And you probably eat well and take care of yourself.
I try really hard not to eat donuts. You know? I mean, I try to eat well. I really do, but it doesn't always work out. I'm blessed to have decent genes. And I think that the reason why I look young is because I mentally do not allow myself to get stressed out. And
my mom's like that. My mom's 81 and she's amazing. Right. She worked till she actually was let go because they wanted her to retire. They got worried about her, wow. But she didn't want to. She was working in the city. She's going to be 81 in
God
March.
Bless her.
And she's amazing. And she's a strong. She does everything. She cooks. She cleans. She does my bookkeeping.
That's great.
Which isn't a lot of money.
So she's a young 81.
She's a young. She doesn't look 80. Yeah.
That's great.
She goes to Atlantic. She parties.
It's funny because I see people who
I'm
are
an
my
old
age
44,
and
no,
they look different. They don't.
No,
look,
I know. I have friends like that too, and I'm like, you're my age.
But I think a lot of it has to do with stress. It really does. I think, you know, there's certain things in life that you can control, and being a positive mental attitude speaker like you.
Uh-huh. And you too. We're going to talk about your motivational videos every Sunday.
I just don't believe that you should worry about things that you can't control. You got to worry about them. You can't let them just completely do nothing about them. But you can't make yourself sick because of something that you can't fix.
Well, you know, it's funny. I had these tests on, you know, typical, and they didn't come out great. And I had to go back and get another test, and then I flipped out. For a week and a half, I was like... a mess.
Wow.
And I went back to the doctor and knock on wood, everything was fine.
Right.
And even the one thing that was wrong wasn't wrong when they found out the second test. So they, you know, they really dug deeper into the situation. They found out nothing was there.
Thank God.
Thank God. And it wasn't, and even if it was something wrong, it was very fixable, just to let you know. But anyway, so my mind went crazy. Like, and I was like, didn't sleep. I called Mike every night, crying to him,
oh
called
my
other friend. And meanwhile, I could have been like, doing, you know, my stuff that I needed to do. But I used it worrying. And I have a lot of issues with that. Anxiety, my brain doesn't always focused on the wrong things. Because it's easier to get focused on the wrong things.
I agree. It's harder. You know, one of the things that I always consistently talk about is that tipping point. That balance between your life being positive and negative. And it's all that 50. There's a guy who wrote a book called The Tipping Point. Malcolm Gladwell. Great, great book. I got it on audio. But he talks about how if you live your life 51% or more in any positive frame, whatever it is, you know, and there's people who live in 75, 80%. I think I'm like up there.
Wow. That's...
So, you know, just everything that you do and everything you think is positive.
Your vibration is higher.
Right.
Is that what you speak about on your motivational?
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Tell our audience about it because I love that you have
so
this.
So for the last 6 months now, we have – We've been doing a segment on social media called Suave Sundays.
Suave Sundays.
I'm going to come up with a jingle really soon. It's going to make everybody laugh. But the Suave Sundays is a focus group. It's not a group. It's for anyone. It's for everyone who listens and watches. And it's a video anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes long about life, about positive, about staying positive, about things that are affecting our life in any way, and how you can deal with it. Because I truly believe that 90% of life is not what happens; it's how you deal with it. Totally. And 10% of life is actually what happens. And perception is everything. So if you really believe things are going to be okay, you can will yourself to have a lot more in life.
Absolutely, because I used to do positive reaffirmations.
Like, what do you mean?
Like I would like focus and I'm sorry, when I first thought of comedy back in 92, right? I would picture myself like going out to LA, at the Improv in LA, right? And every time I went on stage, I pictured being in it. And 2 years later, I was there.
You're right. Now I understand you. So you and that I talk about that all the time. You have to see the unseen before it's going to become the scene.
Absolutely.
And that's we have so many different things that we talk about, and it's not only just positive mental attitude stuff. It could be stuff that's 2 weeks ago I think I did What Every Woman Wants in a Man.
What is that? Tell me.
Oh, it was a whole bunch of good stuff. What Every Woman Wants in a Man. I think you guys all want a guy who is willing to work hard, is willing to
have a big penis,
have a huge penis, and it doesn't have to be long. It could be fat. You could have like one. You could have a tuna can.
It has to work.
It could either it could be a tuna can, or it could be a long.
No, it doesn't matter the size. It's really how you use
right,
it.
Right, exactly. But I think
an interested penis, not a sad penis that's crying in the bathroom.
Not a crying over you penis. No,
crying. I've seen those. Anyway, I've seen. Mike knows that. Not your penis, Mike.
We all know what it looks like now.
I've seen very sad penises. I actually wanted to pray for them. Anyway,
microphone to a penis right now.
Let's say a prayer for this man's penis. It was yellow. Anyway,
oh my god,
was it jaundiced penis? No. I have a whole bunch of stories about penises.
But it's like we. Then the following week, I did What Every Woman Wants in a Man. What Every Man Wants in a Woman.
Tell me that.
What Every Man Wants in a Woman?
Yeah.
We're so simple, guys. We're so simple.
Are you that simple,
we
really?
We are so simple. Okay. We want a few. Tell us we look good and smell good.
Okay.
Acknowledge us. Okay. Acknowledge us. Like, actually acknowledge that we're there. Talk to us and have conversations.
Is this are you talking about this is within a relationship, or this is like... I find men, like you said, if you should look too interested, the guys don't want to be around you. So you have to
No, it's funny. I was talking to somebody recently that said the same thing. I don't believe that. I think that we want to know that you care, that you think.
Even in the beginning of the relationship?
Very much so. And I think what happens is that once you have us, you forget all about us.
Yeah, happened to my husband.
You forget all about it. And as soon as that happens,
my ex-husband.
What happens next?
Oh, the whole everything goes downhill.
Everything goes downhill. And that's exactly
well. My husband kind of just he wasn't a bad guy, but he just lost interest in life for himself, and then I couldn't be around that
energy.
But
think about something. Maybe the whole his life was you, and if you weren't interested in him, why would he be interested at all?
Well, I try to be interested in him, but it just he would always push me away too. It was weird, but he wasn't involved with other people. It was just he went to his own world.
Yeah,
he had his own issues. So
I think one of the biggest things that happens is you get married and you have kids, and then the wife consistently just gives the kids everything and forgets all about you. And that's what I hear all the time from all.
Yeah, I hear about that a lot.
I hear that all the time. So I think you just need to spice it up and keep it simple. But us guys are simple.
How about the beginning of a relationship? How about for single girls listening? Because I know we have a lot of single girls listening.
All right. So here's what a single girl should do. Okay. First and foremost, she should always look her best.
Okay.
And I know that they think, well, it's okay. I just went to the gym. Even girls who go to the gym put makeup on and look good.
Okay. So try to look the best
you
could. Okay.
Number one. Number two, smell good and be, what's the word?
Clean?
Yes.
All right. Clean. All right. But those are basic things.
Those are basic. Okay, now.
I'm always clean. I think I'm clean.
Stacey always smells great.
I always smell good. I smell pretty good.
Don't give up the coochie so fast.
Oh, okay.
Because we want it so bad, but you don't have to give it up right away.
Right. And half we do, is where you backtrack or you can't backtrack that?
Then what you could do is, if you do give it up fast, make sure you go all in. It has to
like the taint is what you're saying.
Like you have to make it to that when he leaves, he's like, oh my god, like
okay,
you know, okay.
That. Yeah, but you don't want to be a drive-by either.
No,
you know,
because then that would happen.
Right, that
but
can
you
happen.
Won't know since you gave it up too soon. Right. So if you did give it up too soon, it better have been really good.
What do you mean? My head better be spinning on the way home.
Right.
Well, even if it's spinning, exactly. But then you don't want to still be looked at like the sex object.
And don't tell a guy I never do that. It's not even necessary to say that.
I'm just kidding.
You know, not for nothing, he'd probably be intrigued. I always do that. He would go, really?
Really? He'd be grossed out, you don't think?
I don't know.
Always be safe with sex.
Very important.
Yeah.
Like if you are in control of it, a girl's control, and shows that the guy, he's not allowed to just stick me any way he wants, you know, without any, he can't raw dog me.
Uh-huh.
I think that'll turn a guy on and think, really? Wow, she must not do this often.
Right, right. Oh, she's very smart. And
right, she's smarter, you know. Because then when you say, this is not something that I do often, he might believe you. But if you just let a dude walk in your house and raw dog you, and he then say, I never do this,
right,
that's really going to go over well.
I never say
mind.
I never do it. Oh, this is my thing. I'm trying to break the habit.
What else?
I'm in sex rehab. God. That's not a joke. Anyway.
That's funny.
But no, that's a good rate of advice. So on the first date, now.
You just have to be, you have to pull back a little. But I don't, look, I'm not telling
look, I'm
you
real,
that.
I'm real. Like I get dressed up on dates, but I'm very yes. real. Like I don't like bullshit. Like I don't like push it either. I'm like just really overly cool.
Yes.
And that's a problem too.
That's something that turns guys off when you're too cool. Let me explain what I mean by that.
My mother says, don't be so cool. Be a woman.
Give me an example of what you mean by cool.
Like nothing really phases me. All right. This is years ago. I went out with this guy. We ended up dating for a while. The sex was the worst sex I've ever had in my life.
So why'd you stay with him?
I didn't. We didn't have sex till six or seven dates. Gotcha. Then we kind of broke up and then we kind of hung out, but ugh. But he tells me on the set, I said, so, you know, I'm telling you, I got divorced. My husband and I, you know, drifted apart. So I said to him, Mike knows the story. I said, why'd you break up with your last girlfriend? Suave, I swear, this is his quote. Her pussy smelled really bad. That's his quote. He said that to me on the
That's a reason, though. That's a really good
okay,
reason.
Okay, I know, but they went out for 3 years, okay? So I said, okay, so, but it.
Wait, she always smelled really bad or just like last week?
No, it always smelled really bad.
That's then, what the hell's the matter with that?
And why are you telling me on the second date?
Yeah.
I would just say we didn't have really good sex. What would it be? I'm like, well, so.
Second date, you haven't had sex yet, right?
We barely kissed.
But and did he even try?
He didn't have to. He didn't try to have sex with me until we date like 55
So he was set. He was like, look, I'm going to tell you this, Stacey. When we do have sex, you better wash that shit really good before
but
we
it
meet
made me
up.
First of all, thinking. So I never. That's not my issue. Mine smells nice. Okay. And I mean, as far as I know, it doesn't have a weird odor.
I understand.
You would be smelling it from here.
Okay.
So, and Mike would have been complaining already because my case thinks it smelled bad. So my cat would have been in the bathroom. So, but seriously, I was like. Rather than saying this guy's a nut job,
yeah.
That's a nutty thing to say. It was nutty. Trust me.
It's nutty, but at least he was honest with it. But yes. I don't think
but
I would have said that.
I was like, maybe she was sick. Maybe she ate the wrong foods.
Yeah, right.
Maybe she had like some kind of medication that made
but
her
3 years in a row, though.
If you're dating her that long.
You're the one who's the problem. What the hell's the matter with you?
Yeah, you're the one who's messed up. Right. Like, so my friends, you know, my girlfriend's like, but I didn't, it didn't faze me. Like, because I'm so used to hearing such. Being with comedians, I hear the worst of the worst.
Of course.
You know, I hear stuff like that all the time. So, you know, it doesn't really, like, that's my, the dentist. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Yeah. So, yeah. I never really, it doesn't really, I mean, so that's where I'm too cool. I should have been like, this guy's not for me. You know, like this.
I gotcha. I thought you meant like, so this is too cool, what I mean by too cool. Like, so let's say that. Your friends or you're dating somebody and then you tell them, oh my god, last week me and my girlfriends were out, we had sex with like two guys.
Oh, I never tell people what I do with other people.
And
even if I'm with a casual relationship, I never tell people.
It's that's too cool. And then now you only become the sex bro. Like,
oh, I don't want, yeah.
Like that, that's my cool friend. She doesn't care. She screwed this guy yesterday. She screwed this other guy last week.
I don't like to tell people like.
Right.
Like if I'm dating them, if I was like with somebody last week, I never would do that. Even if I'm not serious with them, or
exactly.
I would never.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I find that tacky. It turns me off, like in a way.
I know. You don't need to know that.
Even if like I'm just having like a thing with them.
Yeah.
I don't want to know that you slept with a girl last week or ugh, it grosses me out a little bit.
And that's
don't catch and tell. Keep it quiet.
Correct.
Yeah, I think. And do you have any other advice for the singer ladies?
Okay, so
How about I have a thing called dexting. Did I ever tell you about this? Mike knows, but it's like people don't really date. They'll just like text all night.
Yeah.
They won't exactly sex, but they'll maybe flirt. So I call it dexting.
That's kind of cool.
Right, but they never end up making plans because everyone's too wimpy. So
and here's the other thing. It's hard. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of different because I didn't have that. So I don't really have that much to say about that particular part of my life.
How long were you with your wife before you got married? This is so cool. I love the match.
So really I've been with her 20 years married.
Wow.
We were married this March. It just passed.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
And I said, you know what? I have to do this. We got to get the 20 years because then I can say I did something important.
Now, do you have similar backgrounds?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that helps a lot.
And yeah, it definitely helps a lot. There's a lot that we do have in common when it comes to family values.
Right.
And, you know, as people, it's just, you know, we're different because we're two different kind of people. But she's the best mom ever. She's a great mother. She's amazing. Our kids love her to death. And
that's the most important thing on the planet.
Oh, my God. And I can't ask for any more because I remember her saying something to me that always resonated in my mind. She said, and I don't know if she, where she was coming from when she said it, but like I remember saying to her, you know, you don't spend a lot of time with me anymore because you're always spending time with the kids. And she said something like, the value, the where we're going to be one day because of the people we associate ourselves with are going to be based on the friends that we make because of our kids. And if they're not, if you think about it, like my mother's best friend to this day is my childhood best friend's mom.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So if I had to think about who I'm going to spend my life with, it's going to be positive because the kids that I have in my house that are around my kids are quality kids. So they have to come from a quality mom and a quality dad. And then and think about the college that they're going to go to and the people that they're going to be friends with. Those are all the people that are going to surround you one day.
No, you're right, because so, if you breed negativity, it's going
to... You want to be around good people.
Exactly.
That's a great advice.
Yeah.
And so every Sunday, how can people hear your...
Okay, so Suave Sundays is on Sunday evenings, and it's on Facebook.
I'm going to listen this Sunday.
You got to watch. You're going to like it. I'm creating a Suave... I have a whatchamacallit, a YouTube channel now. And I'm going to get that, all my Suave Sundays up there. I don't have them all. I think I have five or six. But I've got literally 22 weeks worth
of Suave Sundays. That's a lot
of stuff. Yeah.
Suave Sundays.
God bless you, man. I can't even sing. I love music so much,
awesome.
But I'm horrific.
But, you know, can I tell you something? The best voice that I've ever heard in my life was not from a singer. It was somebody who sang with their heart.
Wow.
I didn't even realize that.
The best voice I ever heard in my life was somebody who sang a song from their heart. Knowing they couldn't sing, but it sounded angelic.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Whoa.
Because it came right from the heart.
Yeah. If you think about it, have you ever heard of on YouTube, you see a guy singing to his wife or to his fiance or a girl that he's seeing, and he can't sing at all, but the way he looks, and he knows he can't sing, but he sings with every bit of passion that he has in his heart.
That's the important thing.
That's great.
And that's where music is
from.
That's
where the magic comes from, really, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
The top one, Alicia.
So, yeah, I think that, you know...
I love music and comedy and music are the best deals.
I agree. I agree.
Well, this has been so much fun. Where can people find you?
You can go to GoSuave.com. And for you guys who don't know how to spell Suave, it's S-O-A-V-E. So it's Go, GOSOAVE.com. You could find me on GoSuave Facebook, GoSuave on Twitter, GoSuave on Instagram. But they're all spelled the same, GO, SOAVE. Go Suave.
Oh, awesome. Yes. This has been so much fun. I'm
Thank
so glad
you.
We
you
met.
Cool, man.
We had a lot of fun.
What's wrong,
Trigo? I used to love the Fonz. My kids, they don't get it. I'm like, hey, guys, you don't understand.
You don't
this dude
him?
Used to walk into a room and knock the wall, and the lights would come on and snap his fingers, and the girls would come.
I loved him because I was a fat kid from Staten Island. Got picked on. He was my hero. You know what I mean? Like, hey, he'd stick up.
He was the
bullets,
man.
You know what I mean,
he was
right?
amazing.
He
was my first
man.
Crush. I actually wrote my only. For a fan letter to him.
Wow.
When I was like, my grandmother, my nanny, said, I'll help you write it. So I wrote, Dear Henry Winkler, I love you.
That's so awesome.
No, he was cool for every our generation.
He was.
Like, every kid that got bullied, a fat kid like me in school, was like, the Fonz is cool, man.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like,
absolutely.
This is awesome.
I love the Fonz.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by and being on the Pressman Hour, the Stacey
you're
Pressman
so
Hour
welcome.
With
thank you for having
co-host
me.
Mike Buschetti.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And you were just delightful. Suave Sundays on Facebook.
Facebook, yep.
Are you on Twitter?
And you know, yeah, I'm on Twitter. Go Suave.
Go Suave. I'm going to follow you and you follow me back.
Definitely, I will.
And just find Suave. His music is great. And we're going to go out with the rest of Crying Over You, guys.
Why don't you play the new song?
Oh, the new song. And what is that one?
That's the George Michael song I told you about.
Is it on here?
Yeah, I emailed it to you.
Oh, you emailed it to me. Okay, we're going to go out on that.
We are so we're really moving up on techiness.
I know,
here.
Like I'm like, you emailed it to me. I didn't check my email during the show because I'm not rude like that, like other people are.
Yeah, but at least you know, being in business will be cool at 97.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's going to be a good thing. Oh, I mean, I'm you know, the reality is to say no. We have to get old. I just really want to stay young for a little longer.
Me too.
I wish I could get back 10 years.
I have a really big birthday coming up. Are you going to be here November 12th?
November 12th, I think I'm in. No, November 12th, I'm touring Brazil.
Oh, okay, that's not more important. Let's see if this goes on. Oh, yeah, it does go. Oh, cool. Yeah, I think there's something going on my birthday. Mike knows something, but I'm not allowed to know about it.
No, it's like a mafia secret.
It's a big
nice.
Yeah, but if you were here,
I would go, you know, Stacey. I would have to go. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome. We'd love to.
If
have
I was
you.
Here, I would go. Definitely.
It's supposed to be a really exciting thing, but Mike knows all about it. I know nothing, so. They won't let me know about it. All I know is I'm getting roasted.
That's awesome.
Well, anybody that roasts the wrong way is going to...
Oh, Mike, stop.
All right, sorry.
So we're going to go out with... what's the song we're going out
Everything
with?
She Wants.
By my George Michael? Yeah. Sung by Suave.
But it's remade by Suave.
Okay, we're going to go out on it. You probably won't hear it. You guys won't hear it, but I will.
Tell me if you can hear it.
Oh. Awesome.